I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
About a month ago, hey. I like your pictures. About a month ago, I sent you a DM.
Hey.
About a month ago, I shot my shot
and you ignored.
Now Valentine is coming.
Where's your boyfriend?
You are sitting at home.
Lonely.
This is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
And I'm Funk Butcher.
How you doing, Funk?
I'm not too bad.
Glad to have you back on the show, bro.
Yeah.
It's been so long, man.
I've been in pieces, literally. Healing.
Talk us through it, man, because you have been, bro.
Yeah. Took a bit of a knock.
Can we go through it in detail on this Valentine's episode?
Yeah, took a bit of a knock and a tumble.
Yeah.
And a fall and a break. Yeah, that's why I've had a break.
I had a break. On Twitter, ball is life, is your phrase.
Yeah, so anyone who kind of follows me or knows me to some degree knows that I'm a football head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like Arnold from Hey Arnold. I mean, I'm a...
Hey, football head.
I mean, I'm a real passionate about the game. Yep. Soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got injured. And at the time, it didn't feel that bad of an injury. I kind of went up for a header. I got nudged in the air. My center of balance got kind of knocked off. So I had to break my fall using one of my hands. I thought I could do it. Peter Parker-esque.
Yeah. So in your head, you were Peter Parker.
Yeah. But I don't know.
So in your head, you're Peter Parker. You're off balance. And in your head, you're going to do a triple commando roll.
Yeah.
And then land on your feet and go, hey.
But I heard something like a breadstick snap.
Did you feel it break?
Yeah. I don't feel it. I heard it.
Oh.
Yeah. I heard it.
And what snapped in your...
But this is the thing. This is how powerful adrenaline is. I carried on playing. And not to say that I'm
Did
some
you score?
Sort of... No, I didn't score then.
Okay. That'd be sick if you came back and scored.
But yeah, so the adrenaline was just running through my system. And it was only when I got in the car and I realised that, I couldn't move the gear stick.
Shit. Yeah. And what bone have you broken?
So it's I think it's called a scaphulinate.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. Scaphoid.
Yeah.
Is it a scaphoid?
No, it's actually something else. So they've had to reconstruct the three bones which make up part of your wrist, and they've had to hold them together using pins. So I've had pins in my wrist.
Jeez.
For the past 2 months.
Jeez.
Very itchy, smelly arm. Very hairy arm. It's getting real Teen Wolf underneath there.
Has it gone all skinny as well?
When it's gone real skinny.
You've got like a strap on now, instead of, not a strap on.
Pause.
You've got a strap on over your wrist instead of a main cast now.
Yeah,
so you can take that off and wash.
Yeah, so I've got a splint on so I can actually access it and get some of that grime out there. But
that greasy grime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very painful experience, but it hasn't deterred me. I'm still going to be back out there kicking ball.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
When you get a knock off the horse, you got to get back on it, man.
Get right back on it again. Speaking about getting knocked off the horse, there's a lot of Valentine's Day chat today.
Yeah.
Because it is Valentine's week, bruv. And things have changed in the UK Valentine's wise. You know.
And typically that's when the losers come out.
Hey.
Where's my date? Where's my date?
Yeah.
Hey, babe.
This is their theme tune.
What's your favourite Valentine's tune?
I don't celebrate them kind of commercial activities which And I'm not saying that as, oh, do you know the thing? When you say this,
you sound like a Scrooge.
You sound like a Scrooge.
Or a player.
Yeah, sound like those typical,
shit
he's
pressure,
a cheapskate. He doesn't take women out. Yeah. And my answer to those people is, shut the fuck up.
Billy, what are you doing for Valentine's Day, bro? What have you got on the cards? Fuck off. Fuck off. So we're not going to be hearing the noises of, you know,
you said some tumbleweed in there.
So Billy, you're not getting on with any business over Valentine's Day,
The sound effects of Billy's DMs.
Yeah. Billy, you getting on with any? Hey.
Look at Billy's face. Here it comes.
Only with my right hand.
Was that Mill?
I said only with my right hand.
If you can make your right hand do that, you're special, isn't
it? Jeez.
All right, cool. So we've got some Valentine's talk coming up, including a game that I played. Funk walked in on me playing it just before we recorded today's show. It's called Table Manners.
It's a very strange game. That's a Valentine's game, isn't it?
It is a very Valentine's Day game. It's by guys from Curve Digital, okay. I believe. And it's about a game where you live the life of a dater in 2020, okay. A single person. You go onto their version of a dating app, you swipe, you like, you make your own profile.
So basically Billy developed this game
to practice his Tinder workout vibes. You go into this game, you select your avatar, which is your hand, mm-hmm. So you can make your hand brown like I did, put a ring on it or a watch on it, and then you go onto this thing called, I think it's called Blunder,
okay.
Try and chat up a few people, throw some game at them as well.
What kind of game would you throw in?
You can throw like cheesy jokes, do you know what I mean? Okay. Like, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Do you know what I mean? No, kind of was it. And then after a little while, you can ask them on a date.
Yeah.
Or as I found out, you can just ask for a date straight away. But I like to play along in real life. I like to feel like there's a bit of chase, you know?
Yeah.
And you take them on a date and then you have to, it's like a physics game where you have to basically serve your date food and drinks.
What's wrong with that?
A meal. Exactly. Yeah, I felt a little bit upset as well. I was like, pepper your steak. Pepper your own goddamn steak, man. But then when I thought I might be getting a little, you know what I mean?
I heard chivalry's dead though. I heard it is long gone dead.
What's the most chivalrous thing that you've done recently?
I don't know. Do you know what? I saw the funniest tweet online the other day. It said, who was the person who was the guy who laid his coat over the puddle? Who was the first guy who actually did that chivalrous act? Who was that? Who started that? Could you basically ruin it for everyone?
A guy that's got enough money to buy another jacket. I remember at uni, we were walking two friends home from another course, me and my boy, and we're walking home these two girls. And I think we did fancy both of them. And it was, I went to uni up north, it was fucking cold, bro.
Yeah.
Like, cold up there.
Yeah.
When you're from London and we have a cold kind of winter's day and we're complaining, that's like shorts and t-shirt weather out there. They don't care.
Yeah.
So we've been out, like, I've got a beer jacket on, I've had a few drinks, but it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
So walking these girls, and my guy's very chivalrous. And he was like, said to his date, or his girl that he's walking home, he goes, so, do you want my jacket? And I'm there looking at him like, you fucking prick.
What she do? She steal it?
She's like, yeah, sure. Put his jacket on. And then my one was like looking at me like, what's really good? And I was like, all right, here's my jacket. And I'll just remember looking at this girl with my warm jacket thinking, why didn't you bring a jacket out? Chief. Anyway.
I'm just like, only one of us is going to catch pneumonia.
Exactly.
And it ain't me.
When I was at home sniffling into some Bovril later on the next day,
Oh, so you gave her the jacket then?
Yeah, gave her the jacket. Okay. Yeah. Gave her the jacket, dropped her off and went straight home.
And did you ever get the jacket back?
No, I got the jacket. Oh, yeah, of course I got the fucking jacket back to get home. Yeah. Got that jacket right back.
You know, to do it properly, you got to get the jacket on another day. They actually have to enter into that. You can't walk into the door and then take the jacket off them. Like,
why? They're inside.
Like, you just yank the jacket off them.
I'm supposed to give them the jacket so they can smell my essence on them, yeah? They can smell my essence. Marcus, thank you.
And piss off all the other side guys. Like, you're marking your territory. Smothering this jacket.
If I see another guy's jacket, take it. Piss on it. Mark it. So yeah, man, Valentine's Day is around the corner. We've got some Valentine's chat coming up though, but
okay.
To be fair, as people that aren't really that into Valentine's Day, there's other stuff that's going on in your world, right? So like I've noticed that the PES and FIFA is something that you wanted to talk about on today's show.
Yes.
Talk to us, man.
I'm trying to convert Billy, but Billy's a non-believer. It's a non-believer here.
Why is he a non-believer?
Because over the course of the gaming history, FIFA has had a stranglehold because FIFA's been able to obtain the licenses for all the big teams, the competitions and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's why people have an affinity for it, because they don't need to do any sort of editing or modifications once you put the game into your hard drive.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with that has meant that a lot of gamers have neglected the most fundamental part of it, the actual gameplay.
Okay.
Right? No question of that. I've checked all that. Nah. So the gameplay on PES, look at Billy looking at me, he's waiting for it, is so much superior to FIFA this year round. Right? PES, which is Pro Evolution Soccer, has been closing the gap Year on year.
Wasn't PES in the lead at one point in the past?
It was.
When did FIFA overtake PES?
Yeah. So originally,
Pro Evolution Soccer.
This is when
International Superstar Soccer.
When it was ISS. Yeah, I used to play ISS 64. Yeah, I think Billy's a bit too young for this. Yeah. ISS. So when it was ISS 64, there was no questions. Everyone was an ISS fan. Everyone played it. FIFA was just pants. Then obviously over the course of the years, FIFA has improved their gameplay and whatnot, and now I feel like FIFA's had to try and put different little gimmicks in there, such as the whole street football thing. They've got a street football kind of option in there, but they've actually kind of moved away from concentrating on the main aspect of the game, which is obviously 11-a-side mode. Which PES is just, when you play it, it's like you're watching TV. The movement, the ball mechanics, the dynamics, the flow of the game and everything, the strategy in the game as well is on point. You're not just picking your team, changing the kit, and then you're starting.
Yeah.
You're being a lot more tactical.
I see one of those guys. You're in the matrix.
But maybe because I kick ball as well. But for people that play ball and watch football, the kind of tactics that you can employ in this game, it's a lot more of a managerial experience as well within the game. I mean, like, Konami's not paying me any money from this. I'm just literally going ham because this is such an enjoyable experience, which I didn't expect.
So you're saying if I come in and play the game and just select my team with no settings, I'm putting myself at a disadvantage.
What I would suggest here is that everyone goes onto their PS4, whatever. There's a free demo. Try it for yourself. You'll be blown away.
We'll put the link in the Facebook group. We'll do that then. Hadskin in our Facebook group. Check that out. All right. Cool. Wow, you're really giving it some love.
I'm giving it some willy.
I thought FIFA got a lot of love because it has all the official licensing, official kits, official players' faces. Yeah. It has all that ownership. Whereas PES, has it worked out, or is it like a Bonaldo and a Lionel missing?
Well, PES 2020 was able to obtain the licenses for Juventus and some other teams. So I think Juventus is the only team in FIFA which hasn't got its original name. I think it's called Calcio or something like
that. Okay, right.
Yeah. And so the Juventus team is real up to the time. It's got all the different updates of the current team that's actually playing now.
And when there's like subs, or when there's not subs, when there's like transfers and stuff, FIFA's quite more on the ball, but PES is obviously not got the official plug, so they have to find a third party. But so you're saying forget about the branding, forget about the players looking like the players.
The thing is, there's updates files. So there's update files online where you can actually subscribe to a third party developer who's actually updated files, which you can download, and they will put in the official kits, the official team names, international. Also, what's always been a frustrating thing for me is the scope of international teams in FIFA compared to in PES. There's a lot more international teams in PES.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot more African teams in there as well. So you can get their proper kits, you can get the updates, and you don't actually need to wait for the next installment of the game. As long as someone's updated a file, which a lot of these independent designers are doing nowadays, they'll update a file if there's a change in kit. I think Nigeria's got a new kit recently. They launched it. Someone will probably
kit looks sick.
Sick. It's probably going to sell out as well.
Yeah.
So someone's probably going to update a file to have that within the game also, rather than having to wait for FIFA 21.
All right, cool. So Pez is on the up. So in short, Pez is the football game to play right now.
I needed something.
As said by Funk.
I needed something to tie the gap between December and what I thought was the launch date of Final Fantasy VII Remake in March, which had been pushed back slightly. Mm-hmm. And Pez, this has done it. So this is kind of tying me over up until that point in time when you've got Tale of Us 2, Final Fantasy VII Remake, and then landed around about
we're going to be eight. Right across the Final Fantasy remake.
All over
we're
it.
All over that.
We like are white on rice.
Like Nigerian football kits on non-Nigerian people. I always love the geezer that comes into the office like, fucking hell, mate. Look at that. I got a proper Nigerian kit.
That's
mate.
How you
like,
know you that know. Kit was popular,
yes,
man.
Yes, man. I'll have some of that J-Loaf rice or something, mate. Give me some of that. Stupid spicy, though, mate. Bit spicy, but you know what? I'll have some. But eat with your hands, yeah? Eat with your hands. I can do that. It's like pizza, isn't it, mate?
What's that, I'm not funny.
I do it. Yeah, foo foo. I do it a sandwich. I do it a yam. Same thing, but I'm not funny. You got, you're the all right ones. Oh, shit. Shouldn't have said that. Right? I'm off.
That's a record scratch.
Yeah. So while Pez is on the up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pez gets a kiss.
FIFA's on the down. No.
FIFA's on the down. Yeah, no, seriously though. You said you wanted to talk about FIFA as well. Like there's been some controversy around FIFA.
So I mean FIFA's getting hammered really, like not only on the gameplay perspective, but it seems on the PR front as well. Now, I remember just on a personal level, I've had a couple of mates tell me how good FIFA Ultimate Team is, and I've always felt like, what additional benefits can you get?
Can we explain what FIFA Ultimate Team is for people that don't know?
The thing is, I'm actually not an expert, but Bill? Billy is
FIFA Ultimate Team.
Yeah, I've dabbled in it. It's just basically like Final Fantasy. It's like fantasy football where you just pick your best teams and players to play for your team, but you have to you have to buy packs and then you don't know which player getting in the pack,
and I think that's a controversy.
Is it like back in the day when people used to buy stickers?
Yes.
Used to buy packs of stickers, open them up, and you might get like an Alan Shearer.
And you just get loads of doubles. That's what I used to do. Yeah. I used to get loads of doubles, and it's all right if you get a rare double, you can sell it on at school. But if you're getting like, I don't know, who was a dead player at the time? I was getting loads of Gary Mabberts, man. What was I doing with Gary Mabberts? Like, seven Gary Mabberts. Yeah. And it's just like, sorry to Gary Mabbert if you're listening. But
so it's like an online version of this. You pay for packs, open them, and you might get a player that you can put in your squad.
Yeah.
Can you trade the other players if you don't like them?
Yeah, it's more or less you can buy and sell with the in-game currency. So you play people and it's like, I don't put any money into it. I've done it like once or twice, but it's like, oh, I can't be fucked with this shit.
Yeah.
So you can't beat these other people who have these world best players, because you can just tell just by looking at them. You can tell how much money they've spent on it, because they've got Messi, Ronaldo, all the best players.
See, and that's the thing I don't understand.
So if you pour money into it, you're playing the chances game where if I spend enough, I'll get a Messi. If I spend enough, I'll get a Ronaldo.
If
I spend enough, I'll get everyone else.
You're saying, but nobody actively knows if there's a correlation between how much you spend and the quality of team you get. Because obviously, there's a lot of people out there that are heaping loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of money through the Ultimate Team mode, and their team is just not even standard, it's bog standard, if that. So I know personally a mate of mine, I won't name him because he'll probably get in trouble from his missus, but he spent about $4,000.
A lot of money, not as much as that, probably about £700-800-900. But then you think about it, they do it every single year.
So when
FIFA 21 comes out,
not just on FIFA 20, but he spent $4,000 on FIFA Ultimate Team, like
Is he a gambling man?
Well, the thing is, this is why it's come into the headlines recently, because at that point in time, I guess it's just an in-app purchase. No one would actually constitute it as gambling. But the addictive nature of, it's like a slot machine, I guess. You feed your money in, you hope to get a return. You don't, you feed more in because you're on the belief that your chances will kind of improve.
Get that.
Yeah, with every chance you get.
I mean, the thing is, you don't have to. You don't have to put money in. You can just play games and get the coins required by the players.
So you have to be incredibly good, though, to beat some of the people. Yeah.
But you'd have to play for hours upon hours, whereas if you just get the credits, it's like instant, isn't it?
Yeah.
So has any of this come to the news? Has there been anyone that's kind of been caught out or been any drama around it?
So, I mean, whilst I've been away, I saw a recent headline, and funnily, just as I was about to kind of come back in and chat with you, where this has actually gone to the courts in France. So there's actually been two legal cases. They've actually taken it to the court where they said that this constitutes as gambling. So you actually now have a country, and I believe in Belgium, to some degree, it's banned. Is that right, Billy? Like FIFA Ultimate Team or the crate system where you're purchasing something where...
You can't access it in that country.
Yeah, I believe so.
The Belgium have kind of like, they've put a stop to it. So certain games, you won't have crates in it, which is, as Funk was saying, you purchase money, you get these crates, you don't know what you're getting in them. But just...
Crazy.
Yeah. And then obviously, most recently, this is the thing as well, because I've got FIFA, and I understand when you play FIFA on the PS4, it doesn't allow you to kind of set up an account for like your children. You have to set up an account with an actual email address. And obviously you need to be a certain age to have an email address. So this angry parent, a furious mother, has revealed that she's chased Microsoft now for 11 months. Yeah. Right. After fraudsters, in inverted commas, fraudsters could be just her son.
Yeah, son just rinsing the game. All right. Chill out, mate.
Because if you get a chance, you need to check the article, which will be on the How to Canal website.
Yeah.
If you see the boy's face here, it's hilarious because the boy knows something.
God.
The boy knows something for the mom. That kid knows where the money went. So anyway, she's chased Microsoft for 11 months because fraudsters have hacked into the Xbox account of the son and bought 36,000 FIFA points.
36,000 FIFA points.
Look at little laddie there. He's just like
the little kid looks so, I mean, we got to describe it for the podcast. The mum just looks like she's been done for a few. What is 36,000 points though? What is that in pounds? Can we work that out at all roughly? What is that?
I'm not sure how much. I think 80 quid is what?
Yeah, they said 79.99 per round of, I think it's of
like
credits.
15,000 credits, something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what, £80 is 15,000 credits?
Around that, yeah.
Yeah.
And how many is he?
So apparently the forces have bought 3 rounds of these credits. So that's around about, I think, £240.
What's she complaining? Yeah. God, come on, we're talking about your boy with 4 grand. Well, she should have left us. She set her son up with the account. His son was like, Mum, I just want to know if I can get fuck off and play your PlayStation. Fuck off and play your FIFA, little shit. No, but Mum, I just want to check. Look, I'm busy, all right? I've got shit to do. I got you that Xbox. I got that PlayStation for you to play. Now piss off and play it. Now she's upset because her son has gone and done in 300 quid.
It's just great. What do you call it? Like direction of photography.
Because we all know who bought those FIFA points.
If you see the look on his face and the look on her face, it's just, yeah.
We all know who bought those FIFA points. We're looking at the kid now. We'll put it in the article, but we know who bought those FIFA points.
Thing is though, right? I'm not trying to blame anyone, but...
but here we go.
But she's had to put her credit card on there at some point.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, she has. Don't put your credit card on these games.
Yeah.
Or that's put it on, buy what you need, and then take it off. Because your kid's probably going to like, push a button and there you go.
Nah, man, the kid's got to learn the hard way. Back in my day, we got games and we had to grind them. Yeah. We had to get our points up. Yeah. We had to play against people that were better than us. You can't none of this buy to the top now. Yeah. He needs to learn a lesson. So it's 240 quid we worked out by looking at the article. And she's complaining about it. To be fair, it's simple. Don't plug in. But FIFA's getting a bad rap. And from Funk, he's saying Pez got Ultimate Team.
But it does have a version of Ultimate Team. I think that's the go-through thing in a lot of these games where they have to do some sort of in-app purchase thing. But do you know how this has affected me personally in my line of work? So I do teaching. I actually teach kids music or how to kind of make a career out of music production.
Of course.
And I teach from the ages of 14 to 12, so 12 to 16.
Yeah.
In different various schools in the East London area. There was a day a couple of weeks ago, though, where some of my students failed to... failed to turn up to lessons. They actually failed to, and I mean, obviously this is it constitutes as bunking. And because of the nature of the school, where they're kind of like in a space where they have to attend, there's obviously things in place where they actually have to attend. When a lot of the educators in the building began to understand collectively, because this was happening at various sites, why all the and it was a particular learner as well, so it wasn't like it wasn't universally all the learners, it was all the learners who had a particular interest in gaming had taken that day off, right, because there was some sort of event on Fortnite. So apparently this Fortnite event, how I understand it, is you could earn real money depending upon how many kills you would get on that day. So this is, again, it's just like, I guess it's like a form of gambling. Maybe some parents were sending their kids to work on the computer, putting a 9-to-5 shift, get a full day's wages.
Yeah, have a few kids, get them grinding.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's a form of gambling, that one. That particular one.
Because he plays it.
No.
How much did you earn, Bill?
I didn't. I'm shit. Anyway. That is more of a skill-based thing, because you know what you're going in for.
True.
These FIFA things, you don't know what you're getting.
True.
That's true. But I think, what is it, just taking time off school to play Fortnite? But to be fair, though, there are people out there earning millions off playing Battle Royale games, though.
I mean, it's a PR win, obviously.
Yeah, I hear that. Right. Anyway, Zombie Army 4, Funk.
Zombie Army 4. So
Zombie
we played
Army
this
4
at
the Halloween music. Yeah, go on, you're saying?
When did we play this at the event at XL?
We played it at, it was EGX.
Yes.
2019.
Yep.
We definitely got our hands on the game. And yeah, how would you explain Zombie Army 4? Because I've played it quite a bit recently, but would you play? Would you? Because you were like, you didn't know what you were to expect.
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah, so yeah. I was absolutely blown away, because I had no knowledge of the game, no real awareness of the actual brand prior to me playing it. The stand at EGX, it was kind of surrounded by its whole comic book infrastructure, where it comes from, the storyline about the whole zombies.
Yeah.
Hitler has summoned the dead. even
Hitler's back. And this time.
No, he's not even there. He's dead. But the dead are still there. So we've actually got to the point where Hitler's dead, they've killed him, but for some reason the remnants of his Nazi zombie army are still a problem, and you and a crack team of shooters.
I've got to go through Europe kicking zombie ass.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And to be fair,
it's very addictive.
It's not that much deeper than that.
No.
We don't have to try pretend. This isn't some friggin' GTA or what's another film that you like with Drake in it?
It's not Death Stranding.
It's not Death Stranding. No, it's not that. It's not.
On a scale of Death Stranding to, I don't know,
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
One. It's all about getting in there and just beating the shit out of zombies, right? Yeah. So the level that we played, I think we were running around a train yard, I think it was.
Yeah.
And literally you just get hordes of zombies coming out, and you get a sniper rifle, because this is from Rebellion, the guys that make Sniper Elite.
Yeah.
So your main weapon is a sniper rifle, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Most games you don't really have, it's usually an assault rifle, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like something you can just spray with.
Yeah.
But you've got this sniper rifle, and the first thing you realize is that because they made this game called Sniper Elite, which had these X-ray kills, if you pull off some good headshots in the game, like a nice tidy headshot, you actually get X-ray kills as well, and they look insane.
Yeah.
Billy did a video worth an hour where he spoke about the game, and he manages to get like a double testicle shot and a headshot as well at the same time.
Is that what it's called, the double testicle?
I mean, Billy was apparently firing at testicles. He's got this thing like Big Willy Billy is out here just making sure everyone has no dick, including zombies as well. As a man who's well endowed, why have you got to take away zombies' dicks as well, Billy?
It wasn't even intentional, right?
Just aiming low.
I'm shooting this is far away. I'm God knows how many fucking miles away. I'm sure it goes into X-ray vision. I'm like, fuck. So you shot him right in the fucking where the piss comes out, right there.
You see the testicles explode. But yeah, you can do like headshots, lung shots. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And then obviously you can level up your character as well. So you can put extra scopes on your weapons, colors. The assault rifles are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get pistols. But really, it's for me, it's all about the sniper shots. And I feel like when I played Rebellion's last game, Strange Brigade, that was fun. Mm-hmm. As a multiplayer game. We played that as well here at Atakinawa. I feel like with this Zombie Army 4, I feel like they've taken elements of Strange Brigade and like made them smoother. So I feel like we're playing a more complete game. Yeah. Like it's less clunky. The zombies you can interact with in so many different ways. So you can like melee them. You can get like a takedown as well. So if you beat up enough zombies or shoot enough zombies, your takedown charges up.
Yeah.
So you can run up to zombies and like just put a knife through their head. Yeah. Or like even boss kind of size zombies, you can run up to them and like mash them up. It's sick.
You definitely have to be strategic as well, because 100%. What I found is, unlike most games, you have an endless supply of bullets. This isn't the case. You need to be selective. So I had to use some of the grenades.
Mines. Remember that? Fuck's like, I'm out. Yeah. And you can play it in different ways as well. You can play like single player, which is quite spooky. It's more like, you know.
Yeah.
Or my preference, multiplayer.
Yeah.
100%. I find it 20 times more fun playing multiplayer. Yeah. Get a headset on, get a few mates, run around and kill some zombies.
Shouts to Michael Lewis at KISS. He's a big gamer as well. He, when I said I've got the game, he sent me the message of, there's this feature in the game. Have you ever gone to the pause menu?
So
basically Michael and myself we were playing it, and I was playing it late last night. And he reminded me of when you pause the game and you've got your the thing of PS4 controllers has got a speaker in there.
Yeah.
The pause menu, you hear a voice go, "Hurry up and play." And you're just like, what? What's and the thing is, yeah, it throws you for a bit because you pause the game. Normally that would freeze all sort of action or gameplay action.
Yeah.
You're not expecting to hear anything. Yeah. Oh,
this is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we get a bit more?
Let's hear it again.
Wait for it. It's spooky, bro, because it's like, imagine you're just chilling in the dark.
Yeah.
Is it even going to happen now? There it is.
Play with me.
Madness.
That's crazy. Anyway, sorry, you're saying
those little touches, and it's crazy. It's a really, really, really addictive game.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. And we need to jump online and play as well, man. Yeah. I've clocked it.
Yeah.
But
really? Already?
Yeah, it's very replayable.
Okay.
I was playing with some people that are very good.
Yeah.
But it's very replayable. So I've leveled up my character. You can max out weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like they've got challenge modes that they're sending to us. There's DLC on the way. You can change, like, kind of, they've got emotes as well, which I don't know why I find them really entertaining. Yeah. It's like such a silly thing. But yeah, it's got play replayability. And obviously I've played it on medium,
mm-hmm.
put it on hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's mad. But one piece of advice, don't spam the cross button, the X button, when you're playing the game on bosses, because I've done it a few times, and then for the cutscenes I've skipped the bosses. In fact, I skipped the final cutscene because I was like spamming X try and melee the final boss, which I won't say who it is, but you know, somebody who you might recognise. Hail! Go on, Bill.
I'd say it's the closest thing to Left 4 Dead 2. Left 4 Dead 2 was like, without a doubt, the best game about zombies, and now Zombie Army 4, I'd say that is probably better than Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, really, really good, man. So yeah, gets a thumbs up from us guys here.
Oh, definitely.
Now, man,
lots of fun.
Yeah, me enjoying it, Bill. We should all jump online and play, you know.
Yeah,
we should do that.
Do a little streamage. Why not, man? Right, we've got some more Valentine's stuff on the way, Funk.
Valentine's is coming. Where's your boyfriend?
Sitting at home, lonely. So I wanted to talk to you about something, about Mark Wahlberg's timetable.
Okay.
Have you heard about this? Because this is something that I keep seeing once in a while, and I can't get my head around what this guy apparently gets up to every single
day.
Which
one is it? Is he the one in Saw, or is that the other one?
Mark Wahlberg. You know, Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark.
Okay. That's the other brother.
As Marky, Marky, there's Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, and what's the other one?
Donnie's the one in Saw, isn't
he? Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted, this is Mark Wahlberg's timetable. Is that big enough for you? Should I make that bigger for
him? Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, right. I can see it, yeah.
Cool. So I'm going to give you one time.
What? Okay.
And then you can give me another. Already, so 2:30 a.m. 2:30 a.m. is waking up.
Okay.
2:30 a.m. wake up. I can't. I'm stuck already, bruv.
Why?
2:30 a.m. All right. 2:45. I'll let you crack on.
Prayer time.
Prayer time. So he does half an hour of prayers.
Okay.
I don't know what he does between waking up and prayer time. Probably, if it was me, I'd probably just sit on the edge of my bed, okay, just going, yeah, another day. 3:15 breakfast. 3:40 to 5:15 a.m. workout. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then 5:30 a.m. post workout meal. 6 a.m. shower. 7:30 a.m. golf. 8 a.m. snack. Bruv, I'll let you take it from here, though, bruv. My mind's already baffled.
I'm trying to work out the commuting time as well. Does he leave himself time to commute? Because he's got a golf course in his house. Okay, cool. So at 8 a.m., he's had a snack. 9:30 a.m., cryo chamber. This guy is a full cryo chamber recovery. You know, from 9:30, he almost was saying this to someone and they looked unimpressed. He's like, all right, I'm gonna wake you up a bit. 9:30 is my cryo chamber recovery.
Right after satanic rituals. Yeah.
And obviously being in a cryogenic chamber, you might get hungry, so you have another snack.
Yeah.
11 o'clock, family.
Family time, so, slash meetings.
You know what I love,
slash yeah? Slash work.
You know what I love, yeah? Is that between 11 and 2:30 a.m., so that's what, nine hours? Round up?
Yeah.
He hasn't seen his family. So 9 hours afterwards, he's got family time.
From 2:30 till 11, you can't talk to dad.
But you know what I like, yeah? 11 a.m. to 1, he's crammed in family time, meetings, and work calls.
So that's 45 minutes each or something?
They don't even get their own section.
Could you imagine? At 12:59, right before lunch, yeah? Hey, Dad, I just really want to talk to you at school. I've had some thoughts. Oh, well, it was really good. We'll crack on with that later then. Great session. He's like a therapist. That was great. Yeah, that was really cool. 1 p.m. lunch.
Yep.
That's a long, like 1 till 2, and a whole hour for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
At 2, meetings and work calls. At 3, pick up the kids at school. Oh, so family time must be with the missus if the kids are at school. So he's taking some work calls.
Yeah.
He's got some meetings, and then he's getting a couple of. In it, he's getting. Is he getting some Wahlberg time?
Definitely
build a Wahlberg. Okay, cool. Yeah, and then 3:30 p.m. is another snack.
Yeah,
and then at 4 p.m.
there's another workout, and then 5 shower, 5:30 p.m. dinner and family time again, and 7:30 p.m. bedtime. It's pretty early though.
9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30. Yes, I'm counting 2:30. So he does get 7 hours sleep.
Interesting.
Is this really a feasible timetable for
him? I wonder if he's got any kind of military background, because it's quite a very, very regimented schedule.
He's a New York boy, Mark Wahlberg. Mm. Marky Mark.
He might have served in the military.
Is Mark Wahlberg in the military?
2:30.
I don't know. Would you Google, was Mark Wahlberg in the military? I don't think so. No.
Oh, no. If you scroll up, look. He's dad.
Ah, yeah. As a US Army veteran from the Korean War.
Yeah.
Wow. Real racist heritage there. That's a real racist pops. If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch Clint Eastwood. Is it Gran Torino?
Yeah, watch that
film. So, yeah, bruv, I saw this timetable and I was just wanted to know, is there anyone out there that thinks that they can actually achieve this? I don't know if I could do this,
nah,
bruv.
He's probably had that from young, though.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this and thinking maybe this is like a workout for when he's on a movie, like when he's prepping for movies or something. But there's not even any like script rehearsal time in there, is there?
No.
2:30 a.m. wake up, 7:30 bedtime.
I'd say that's quite feasible, you know.
Really?
I mean, working out that early in the morning, there's no distractions, so you could probably get a good workout.
Yeah.
5:30 a.m. post-workout meal, 6 a.m. shower. Yeah, that's not too bad. Going to bed pretty early, though.
I want to know what snack starts at 8 a.m. and finishes at 9:30. That's a good snack.
Yeah.
So that's a 90-minute snack. What's that? You having a little snack with the cleaner? It's good for my little snack.
It's a very efficient day.
He's only got one full meal in there, which is his dinner.
Lunch. He's got lunch.
Oh, he's got lunch as well.
Breakfast. He's got breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a couple snacks. But some of the timings are confusing me. So, like, for example, he's got an hour for lunch.
Yeah, but he's got post-workout and meals got, as like, well.
A snack that starts at 8 a.m. that finishes at 9:30 a.m.
Mm.
Why would your snack be longer? Is this an American-sized snack?
So what's a post-workout meal and snack? And he's eating quite a bit in a day.
He is. He needs to get those calories in to stay wham. But he's quite a short guy, though, isn't he? So he doesn't need too many calories. But anyway, yeah, I thought I'd share that with you. If you think that you could put up with Mark Wahlberg's timetable, please, I mean, try it out. Let us know, because I'm not going to do that.
Hell no.
Because I could probably do it for a week and achieve it. But we're like, nah. Could you really do that?
I'll be 2:30 sleep, 3:15 sleep, 3:40 sleep, 5:30.
Lunch, 3 till 7 p.m. Done. Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, yeah, so it's that time of year, you know, guys. It is that time of year.
What time's that?
Hey. Oh, yes. Valentine's, bruv. So,
what?
By the way, shout out to Billy, who's provided us with the most amount of Valentine's and love music out there. What else have you got out here, Bill? What else have you got, bruv? What other Valentine's-y tunesy has Billy got for us? You got this? It's a classic. Already played that one. Oh, is this a bit of you, Bill?
It's all right, isn't it?
Is this what you consider?
When you go to a restaurant.
What kind of restaurants are you going to, Bill?
Well, no ones that I can afford anyway.
So you've got the Nando's music.
Swanky.
That's fancy for me, boy.
You got any Valentine's drill there?
It's a Valentine's drill.
That's what the kids are listening to, isn't it? Drill everything.
Really? Valentine's drill? No, I'm not up for that, mate. I am not doing Valentine's drill. Get me. But anyway, yeah, so Valentine's Day, man. So let's get through some Valentine's stats that we've had out here today, man.
Okay.
There's a lot going on in Valentine's Day. I mean, Valentech time. I'm trying to squeeze it in. Valentech times? Valentechs? But so eBay have said there's been a 20% spike in searches for Valentine's on the 10th of February compared to the day before. So people are using eBay to do their Valentine's shopping.
eBay.
Yeah. Busy. That's brave.
Mm.
Really?
Buy me secondhand stuff.
What happens if I go onto eBay and type in
Maybe they're trying to get dumped.
That's how you get out, innit? Yeah. That's how you definitely get out. Hey, babe, you know what? I thought it'd be a good idea if I just... Nope. Okay. Right. Fine. I'll see you next year, babe. Love you. See ya.
And then return it and get the money back.
Yeah. So if I go to eBay and type in Valentine's Day, I'm really curious as to what comes up. You can describe... Valentine's
is coming.
Valentine's gifts comes up.
What's that?
The first thing that's come up is a personalized Valentine's print gift for boyfriend, girlfriend, him, her, wife, husband. All right, someone spammed SEO. It's a picture frame, and it's $5.99. Second thing,
Valentine's gift for him, her, a couple lover bracelet.
Okay,
people still doing that, bracelets.
Buy it now, £3.19.
But the thing, okay, that second one, that's going to get you dumped.
That would get you dumped.
Yeah. So these are dumpable gifts.
A picture, a key ring that says to my man or to my woman. A playing card sized picture frame.
Yeah, these are the gifts you give when you want to get out.
What's the best gift to give somebody if you want to get out, do you reckon then? What is the best thing that you can give them? Nothing?
Don't know.
Oh my days.
An STD.
There was a guy. There was a guy. Feels so good. To give someone the clap for Valentine's Day. Could you imagine? Babe, I just thought, you know, we've been close for a little while. I just want to say. How would you even break it? I just want to say that I feel like I wanted to share something very special with you. So, here's you give them the box of antibiotics as well, wouldn't you? You give them a little bow on top,
and it's even prescribed for you. It's got your name on it.
And you put it like in a wedding box, and they'd open it up, and instead of the ring in the thing, you'd see two pills there.
And it's personalized. It's got your name on it, babe.
because it's from your doctor.
Apparently, Romantech gifts are on the guys. There you go, Romantech.
Yep.
People are searching for smart speakers, okay, to give to their loved ones. Personalized gifts are a hit. So, photo frame is rising by 26%. Well, we've seen that by looking at eBay there. So, photo frames is a thing as well.
Who takes photos these days?
I don't know,
apart from cameramen in raves.
Yeah, digital photo frames, I think, are the ones probably. Yeah, all right. Searches for truly romantic gifts. There are Fitbits and GoPro. Fitbits!
That's cheeky.
Fitbit! That's a punch in the face, mate.
Get into shape, baby.
That's a punch in the face,
get
man.
Get into shape.
23%.
If you want this deep, get in the shape.
A Dyson supersonic hairdryer has jumped up as well.
Okay.
All right, what else is there? Searches for, it's all about photo frames and personalized and candles. Listen, if you're searching eBay for that kind of stuff, you are going to be in serious trouble. Serious troubles. We've got some more stats as well from Happn though. The app, which is a kind of, so it's a dating app. Have you tried Happn yet, Bill?
Only once.
What's it like? Only once, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is, isn't it? You just, it's an app, right? You put it in your phone and then you just go out in public, and then the people that show up on your screen were people that you've walked past in public.
What?
You can only match with somebody that you've walked past.
And it's got their details.
So does that mean that you're most? Yeah. Does that mean that you're more likely to be able to date them because you both are near each other?
Technically, yeah. It depends if they've, like, say you go to a shopping centre and then you walk past someone, and then you get home and think, oh, this person's quite cool, and then you go, oh.
That sounds like what the T-1000 had in the first Terminator movie when he was looking for Sarah Connor. That's what he had. he was just on the hunt for the one.
Yeah.
He had the match in it.
It's not that deep. I mean, it's not going to be like a beep, 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 like on Alien.
Right, here we go. So, you might like this though. Roses are red, violets are blue. We may be blokes, but we like flowers too. All right, now, 7 out of 10 Brits are saying that Valentine's Day is a waste of money. Yeah, Brits apparently turned off by romantic cliches, pressure on couples to make expensive, soppy gestures, and off-putting public displays of affection. Showmancing on social media is a major turnoff for 1 in 4 people.
I like that. Showmancing.
Yeah? Showmancing.
It's very.
Can we describe showmancing? What was it like? Hashtag the boy did good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a picture of your hotel room with all rose petals all over the floor, and there's candles, scented candles as well. And it's his and her bathrobes, or it's a stereotypical shot of the feet in the bathtub and the bubbles in the bath, but you can't see who the other person is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you find out it's just some prosthetic feet that they've bought to make it look like they're with someone.
Some people do just treat themselves and then make it look like someone got it from them, though. That is a thing.
That's the showman thing.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Fake it till you make it.
I think I'm very much in vibe with this article that I'm reading from Happn. Brits are falling out of love with Valentine's Day because they're sick of these romantic cliches, bruv. Like I said, man, it's not the one for them. Yeah. So 7 in 10 people in relationships in Britain claim that the annual love fest is a waste of money. I'm so happy about that stat.
I don't believe they believe that though, because if you were to look at the figures of shows like Love Island, I think a lot of people are invested in the romantic side.
Is Love Island even romantic? I don't watch Love Island. I mean, what am I missing?
I mean, just going by the surge of momentum online when this show, I mean, it's heavily driven by social media, and I would hazard a guess that a lot of the people, and the thing is, it expands beyond the age group in question on the show. So there's a lot of older watchers, a lot of younger watchers who are invested in the program, and I think it does tug at people's heartstrings.
Are they even smashing though? Like on sorry, I said heartstrings, but are they even?
It's weird because it's almost like a form of porn which is Ofcom approved,
because I'm seeing them do like all of those party games that you see in like holiday destinations, like passing oranges. But like, I see clips on social media, like I see like Yasmin Evans, mate of ours, isn't it, someone from the industry, who she's just gives the best commentary on the madness that's going on,
yeah,
and I just see them like playing like games like pass the orange slice and stuff, like
in their using their mouth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And obviously when they're in the bed as well, it's like Ofcom said, well, you can have sex, but just do it under the covers. Just
so people have a sex on it.
You just see the covers moving, don't you? It's a little bit like when Big Brother, Mokozi.
Yeah,
yeah, Mokozi and Big Brother.
So is it a show for lonely people then? Love Island. Are we going to say that? Are we going to hurt other people? Is it a single show? Is it a show that you watch with your other half, or is it a show for your lonely?
I don't care if we hurt these people. Love Island. Love Island for fucking losers, man. That's it.
And that was fuck kissing his teeth. That was him kissing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Right. So I'll give you some more stats then. 39% say it's just an excuse for card companies to make money. I think that's true about. What have we got? We've got Christmas. If you're a card shop, you've got Christmas, Valentine's Day. Valentine's is coming. Mm-hmm. Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got what?
Who buys cards at Easter?
People still buy cards at Easter. There's Easter cards.
I buy eggs.
Do people still buy cards at Easter? There is Easter cards.
Never have an Easter card before.
There are Easter cards. There are Easter bunny cards. Okay. Then what else is there? Is it Halloween? But there's no cards at Halloween, is there?
No.
So it's a drought. So they got to get their stuff in for Valentine's Day. All right. A third say that the cost of Valentine's Day is a turnoff, while a similar number, 28%, say that their pet peeve is social pressure to be romantic on this time of year. Now, I don't feel any social pressure, but I see others feeling social pressure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I see others like kind of just either going full blackout across that time, or you see other people kind of like, I don't know, man, like,
yeah,
all of a sudden getting into other things.
I think Valentine's is a very tense scenario for a lot of people. There's an intensity to be in certain places. There's an intensity to document certain things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's almost become it's on a content front. It affects everyone, whether you're in the media industry or not.
You have to show the
content.
I mean, we're doing it right now.
Yeah. So, what did you get for Christmas? Show me your presents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, did you really get it? Valentine's is like that.
I hear that. All right, okay, cool. So, we're not up for this pressure stuff. We're just like, if you want to celebrate Valentine's, do it. If you're going to be alone.
Pressure? What's pressure?
If you're going to be alone, just make sure that you're not alone because you're alone on Valentine's Day. You're alone because you're alone, innit?
Yeah.
So, handle that.
You're alone because you're the only person in your tendency.
No, don't be mean, but come on, that's not nice.
That's why you're alone.
Not nice. Nobody likes you. No, they can't say that.
Why?
You're not lonely because nobody. It's just not your time yet.
Keep it real, baby.
No, that's cold. No. It's not your time. We're only joking. Right. So,
and it may never be your time.
So, Funk.
Okay.
And Bill as well. What do you think coupled up Brits will be spending their money on this Valentine's Day?
Okay.
I've got one, two, three, four, five. There's six things on this list. I'd like you to guess, and I'll let you know if they're on this list and where they are.
What couples will be spending their money on?
What money will be spent? Yeah, what they'll be spending their dough on.
Holidays.
Roses.
Nope.
Roses.
Nope. Flowers is 19%.
Okay.
Go on, Bill.
That's one for me.
Chocolate.
24%, yeah, that's right.
I was going to say chocolate. Hotel reservations.
No, close though.
Restaurant reservations.
Oh, that's a big one. A meal out, 23%.
Okay.
Got a couple more. One on there that I said is a thing that I was talking about quite a bit.
See, I'm officially more romantic than Bill.
There we go. Yeah. Come on, Bill. What else?
Rubbers.
He said rubbers. Bill the Gimp.
He just gets a little it's a little kiss.
No, is that not a thing?
No, not at all. A card, 37%.
Okay,
the obvious thing.
Yeah, and there's one more thing if you're feeling. There's one which is a joke that guys always crack. Here's what I'm going to get you for Valentine's Day when you want a surprise. Nothing.
I was going to say something else.
Billy's just out here packing.
But that's a question, though.
Billy,
you tell me this. Yeah, if you're taking a girl on a date, do you even get her a card because you're spending for the date?
No.
See,
Billy does it because he knows what he's packing. Big Willy Billy's out. He's like, I don't have to give you a card.
Who keeps cards?
What I'm packing. I hate cards, bro.
Who keeps cards?
Listen, if you ever want to give me a card, don't. I think it's a waste of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carbon footprint, man.
Give me the gift. I don't even have to wrap it as well. Yeah. Just give me the gift.
Yeah.
I don't even need the box for it.
Do you care about the environment, Billy?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. He
forced.
Yeah, that's going to be my line.
Check this interesting stat though. Showmances. Nearly 23% of men plan to post about their Valentine's Day gift on social media, compared with only 13% of women.
So
why may that be? 23% of men plan to post about their Valentine's gift, and only 13% of women want to post about their Valentine's.
They must be the ones that are going to get a PS5 at the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, basically, it means that the presents from women are really good and the presents from men are shit, basically.
Or they fucked up somewhere along the line. This is what I'll do to impress.
Yeah. And on February the 14th, even though it's traditionally a day for secret admirers to reveal their feelings, it looks like this year, singletons are treating Valentine's Day just like any other ordinary day. Only 1 in 10 plan to send their crush a card, 13%, or flowers, 8%, while two-thirds, 68%, plan to do nothing at all. If you fancy someone, shoot your shot on Valentine's Day, man.
Shoot it!
Because you can just say, look, like, here's my card. I just want to say I want you to be my Valentine's Day. And if they're like, no, you can be like, all right, cool, it's just... Don't take it personally. It's just Valentine's Day. You look lonely, so I thought I saw you out. You've got backup there. Whereas if you do that on another day, imagine you weirdly go up to them on, like, I don't know, April the 13th, and be like, "So yeah, just want to say that I love you."
You could wait till March the 14th instead.
March the 14th. Why, Billy?
Everyone knows why.
Steak and BJ.
Steak and BJ day.
That's not even a real thing. It is now.
Steaks are on offer at Sainsbury's at the moment as well. So new romantics are under pressure. Like I said, more than a third of those seeing someone for under 6 months claim that Valentine's Day puts pressure on their relationship. We're also more likely to splash out to keep the love alive in the early days of relationships as well.
Yeah, so when have you got to get your bae a card? How long you got to be with her, Billy?
Nah.
Is that two days, 3 days before you got to get a card officially?
Well, for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
When does she actually qualify for Valentine's card?
You just have to play it cool and just get one. Just see, if you don't get one, you're fucked. You're like, oh, why didn't you get me a card?
Man.
Then you're in the talking stage.
I'm staying strong. Nah, man. Fuck that shit.
You're in the talking stage. If you don't get your card, you're in the talking stage.
Yeah. And apparently, yeah, exactly. But those in early relationships, though, say that they plan to lavish over £100 on their new partner, while average of 63% is forked out by people who've been together more than a decade.
So
so when you're in a new relationship, you're going to take her up the shard, yeah?
Yeah.
And when you're in a relationship for a few, Billy's like, up the shard, hey. When you've been in a relationship for a few years, though, over a decade, people only want to spend 60 quid.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of depreciation on them relationships, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
It's like a car.
Listen, you've got me. If you're married to me, I own you now, innit? What have I got to do? This ain't a lease. I'm ownership. Yeah? All right, cool. So yeah, man, Valentine's Day. There you go. Here's some stats about Valentine's Day. I thought we'd get through that.
What do you like, Billy? Do you always put the work in?
Billy puts the work in.
Whether it's 1 year or 1 week.
Yeah, you're going to have to, aren't you?
Why? What's the incentive?
Because you want to get a bollocking afterwards. Like.
Billy's openly said he's just doing it so he doesn't get any stress.
Just do it. Sounds like a Nike advert. Billy, like, do you feel Valentine's has become like National Apology Day? It doesn't it? It feels like these presents are sometimes apologies. That's what
like people that get married to save their relationship.
No, I'm saying the lavish gifts are because the past 12 months of the
being shit.
Yeah.
You see a lot on Valentine's Day.
Well, it wouldn't make sense though.
Engagement posts.
Really?
Valentine's Day and Christmas Day.
Mm. Is that so that you don't forget the day you got engaged in the future? It's a great day to do it, isn't it? You can't forget that day. And you're consolidating 2 days of holidays and celebration into one. So you don't have to get a Valentine's card and like, oh, you know, engagement anniversary.
Yeah, but it costs twice as much though, doesn't it?
Yeah. My mum and dad got married on a leap year. My dad's a fucking G. What a genius. What a genius. You only got to remember once every 4 years for your anniversary. It doesn't count otherwise. It doesn't count. What a G. I'm saying, what a genius.
That's tickled funk.
You know, it's one of the cleverest things ever. Maybe it's my mum's idea. Maybe it's both their idea. They're like, you know what? This is long. Every year, this whole thing.
And for the OMA punchline, where's your dad from again?
He's Nigeria. Valentine's is coming. If we think it's my dad's idea now then, yeah? You know what, dad? I respect that. I rate that,
dad. That is brilliant. That is
a wise man now.
Brilliant.
This is wicked. Right, so we spoke about France dishing out fines.
Yeah.
France, their consumer watchdog has announced that they've served Apple with a 25 million euro, aka a 21 million fine.
Take that, take that.
for intentionally slowing down old iPhone
take
models.
Take that, yes.
Actually fine them. So this all came up in 2018 after Apple admitted that the effect of a software update had slowed down some phones. So now it's facing the wrath of France's Directorate General, their Competition, Consumption and Suppression of Fraud. Basically, the department that says, this ain't right.
Mm.
You can't do that to people.
Which we all knew was happening anyway.
Exactly. So this is, well, the thing is, people used to say it and I used to be like, because I was always quite a quick adopter onto the next phone. So I never ever felt the wrath.
Okay.
Because I know that I rinse my battery for my phone. The reason I always change my phone up is not because I'm trying to be like, hey, new
but
phone.
You're talking about the battery. I'm talking more about the software would, of course, force it to slow down anyway, because sooner or later, your model's going to become obsolete.
Very
and,
good point.
And the program just won't work.
Very good
it.
Point. And this is connected and I'll explain why in just okay. a moment. So, right. So during, so the operating systems was 10.2.1 and 11.2, and they were installed during 2017 and included a dynamic power management device, which under certain conditions, especially when the batteries are old or low, could slow down the functioning of the iPhone 6, SE, and iPhone 7 as well.
Oh, my word.
And you're unable to revert to the previous version of software. When you go forward with Apple products, you can't revert back again.
Mm-hmm.
So many consumers would have been forced to change their batteries or even buy a new phone.
Yep.
So that's how the batteries are linked.
Like Muggins over here. I just had to do that. Yep.
So let's be honest. People that can't afford a new phone every year were struggling, weren't they? Because obviously your battery is more likely to be used. Because I'm a very intense battery user. So by the time I hand my phone in and get my new one, there's a clear difference between the way my phone was performing when I first got it and when I handed it back. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, so the apology was accompanied by an announcement that the company will reduce the cost of replacement batteries for out-of-warranty iPhone 6s and later editions from £58 English, $79, to £21. That's quite a significant difference. That's less than half.
Yeah.
To start in. That's crazy, right? That's absolutely crazy.
But what promises have they made going forward that they've actually stopped this?
Okay, right. Well, Apple has said, we've been hearing feedback from our customers about the way we handle performances for iPhones with older batteries and have communicated that process. We know some of you feel Apple has let you down. We apologize. There's been a lot of misunderstanding about that issue. So we would like to clarify and let you know about some changes we're making. All rechargeable batteries are consumable components that become less effective as they chemically age and their ability to hold a charge diminishes. Device use also affects performance. So the more you use your device, the more the battery.
Here comes the science up. Bit.
Yeah. For example, leaving a charging battery in a hot environment can cause it to age faster. These are characteristics of battery chemistry common to lithium ion batteries across the industry. You knew the science was coming. Apple also said it will issue an update to its operating system early next year to give us better understanding of the health of the battery so we can see if its condition is affecting performance. So we should get a warning that it has a mode that will slow the phone down in order to keep the battery juicy.
So is this the part where Apple try and use technical jargon to say the consumer has played some part in the fault of the battery?
No, I think they're just saying general use. Like,
because why would they ever talk about the conditions in which the phone was kept in, like the homogenous conditions?
They're just giving an example.
It sounds a bit like, okay, I'm over here in the Antarctica, my phone isn't in any hot conditions.
Yeah, but then your phone wouldn't run very well if it was super cold as well. This is a true thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I feel like we should all know that batteries don't charge as well after a little while.
Yeah.
I think that they should have communicated maybe the fact that there was something going on to save the battery.
Yeah.
Or to, like, if I found out that my phone was running twice as slow to save battery, I wouldn't really have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Or if it said your battery's been mashed up to a point where you need to either have it slow down or the battery runs out. Because I've had batteries before on phones where they've just died at 25%.
Yeah.
Because I've caned them.
Mine used to die. My 6 used to die at 40% or used to die in the cold.
Yeah.
But my issue was more about the amount of updates that Apple were bringing out. Obviously, they would make apps obsolete because no apps could keep up with the amount of, especially if you're an independent or third party developer. Like I used to tell you about Logic, some of my plugins just don't work because it costs so much money for those third party developers to put the new programs and have them updated. So I read somewhere that WhatsApp, it was going to get to a stage where it wouldn't work on a 6S anyway.
Really?
Yeah, because of just it was moving forward,
and they don't see any value in maintaining that app at that level.
No.
Wow.
So you're always forced to, and I guess it kind of ties in with the recent news over in the UK where the British government have said by 2035, I believe, they want every car on the road to be electric.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, they said they want to ban the sale of, petrol vehicles. And is that also
damn expensive?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And is it also another? Is it another British? Is it British government? Is it Europe? They're saying that they want all phones to have the same chargers as well.
Yeah. So that's Europe.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've left that.
See ya.
So
that would have my ass.
So I mean, but that would have been a lot cheaper. That would have been cheaper for us to just have all one universal plug. But now we've taken the more expensive route, and we all have to have all one universal car.
What can you say? What can you say, bruv? What can you say? Also, hot off the press.
Do you think we can do it though?
I think it's so far away that we. I don't know. If they stop the sale of them, that's fine. That's not going to get them off the roads.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what I mean?
But I remember this government historically said that all diesel cars were good for the environment, and
we all said, "Oh, everybody go diesel." It's crazy. I don't even know where we're getting the juice from, the batteries from, or the energy from for these cars. So the cars can be clean, but where are we getting the energy from? If we're just offsetting it to some factory in the middle of nowhere that's pumping loads of smoke into the greenhouse, that's not really acceptable.
Imagine with that Lamborghini. Have you seen that Lamborghini that they made, and it's supposed to be green for the environment, but it's actually not green because they built a hybrid Lamborghini. Yeah.
It take like the 1,000 slave lives to build it. Is that what it took? Yeah,
I think and the only thing green about it was the color of it.
Yeah. Took 1,000 slaves to build it, and then they freaking runs on a special battery that only has power that burns half the Amazon rainforest to get it a few miles. Yeah, it's crazy.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Right, hot off the press though, Netflix is reportedly testing out a new price plan, even cheaper than the basic package. And Funk, I know you're going to say what this is a response to. The catch is the new price plan will only be available on a mobile device, smartphone or tablet. It's going to cost around $2.99, a substantial saving on the $5.99 package or the $8.99 standard package, or the $8.99 package that Billy has because he's fancy and likes HD stuff, right? That's the one you got, Bill.
Is that $12.99?
$12.99. Billy's on the super high level. Super. 4K.
Super.
So yeah, the new price plan is out. I think we know why, Funk. We all know about that streaming service that you called.
Disney's coming for you.
Yeah,
Disney's got them scared, but
I met up with somebody from Disney as well, and yeah, the strategy's looking strong.
Disney, come out and play.
I don't think it's a
you want Marvel? No way.
They're scared, man.
You don't think it's a response?
Nah.
You don't think the fact that Disney Plus is going to launch in approximately 3 or 4 weeks' time and Netflix have just dropped a $2.99 package has anything to do with each other? You think it's a co-winky-dink?
it's on mobile. If they wanted to really make a real dent on it, they would reduce the price across the board. They wouldn't do it just on mobile.
Okay, yeah, but that, they're going to lose money on that. So how do you provide a service? They did the maths, worked out how many people just use mobile, and then they're thinking once you sign up and you start watching on your mobile, you get home. Oh, fuck. All right, let me just get the whole version. Yeah. Whereas there's no entry level tier for Disney at the moment. Disney are undercutting Netflix. Disney's like $6.99. Was it Bill?
Yeah, something like that. Plus it's like £60 a year.
£60 a year
compared to like what I'm paying for Netflix, 120 something.
Let's just have a look at the Oscars. Yeah, I think at the Oscars they did a breakdown of the studios which had come one big based on their Oscars, and I think Netflix won two Oscars. I think it might have been in the for The Irishman and another film.
Yeah.
Now,
well, did it win the Oscar for the longest fucking film ever?
It's a good film though. But I think what we're looking at is, if it's taken them that long to make a dent in the cinema market, Disney's just rubbing their hands, just like, this is first verse, baby. We haven't even started. This is the what's the start of the album? They have the interlude. We haven't started yet. The moment Disney Plus gets going, it's going to take over Grammys. It's going to take over because it's Grammys. Already... Sorry, Oscars. Because Grammys as well, with soundtracks, as you know what I mean? So it's got so many bases covered because of established brands. I mean, for example, look at Mulan. The new Mulan that's coming out, everyone is just amped about it because it looks like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon on steroids.
Mm. I'm going to throw a spanner in the works.
Go on.
There's only so many times you can... make a Marvel film. There's only so many times you can do a live action film.
And we are yet to find out how many times that is, Billy. They've been doing Marvel for over 10 years, bro.
And I'm going to throw a spanner in your spanner that you've thrown into my works and say that, look at McDonald's. It's just chips and burgers and people ain't tired of it. People will still eat the same thing again and again and again if they enjoy it.
And do you know what they keep bringing back? The Big Tasty. And when that motherfucker comes back, give me that with bacon.
And the McRib.
Bring me the McRib, man.
Has that even come out in the UK yet?
Yeah.
Mm. And now they got the Grand Mac. McDonald's after the show anyway?
I tried that. It was too much salt for me. I felt sick after eating that.
Too much salt? Really? Salty, really?
Yeah, I thought it was. I don't know. It was nice, but at the end of the day, it was just like, I wish I never had that.
I need to have a Grand Mac. I want none. I want a Grand Mac.
In any case, gentlemen, Disney have got a very loyal fan base who will stay there for. I mean, when I see people go, oh, I'm going to Disney World, I'm just like, what? Disney World? But people still flock there. They pay those extortionate prices to see. Mickey Mouse and there's people in costumes.
I mean, not going to lie, I'm going to be a first dayer on this Disney Plus thing, but...
See, there after all he said, Billy's going to be on it.
I'm across the whole board. I'm at Amazon Prime, Disney, and when Hulu comes over to the UK,
he's
I'm
going to
get on that shit as well.
He is all over it.
So why do you think that Disney is not going
to... I think it'd be good, but I just think with Netflix, with their originals... You got Ozark, that is without doubt one of the best TV best series I've ever seen ever, and their originals, which are just really good as well.
No, I make you right. I make you right on the fact that Netflix for original programming will kick Disney Plus's ass, but it all comes down to money in the bank, and Disney will make a lot more money off those established brands. Like what's that the Star Wars.
Mandalorian.
Yeah. That's doing really, really well.
Really, really well.
Second season.
All I see is Baby Yoda all over my timeline.
There's only so many Star Warses you can make, Billy.
Yeah, there is. There is. It's like the last Disney film didn't do that well compared to the rest of them, critically.
Can I do my George Lucas voice as a response to that? Ha! That's what George Lucas would say to that.
Oh man. Right, anyway, before we get out of here, we've got a game called Am I the Arsehole Funk. It's this bit of Reddit that I've been addicted to. Okay. AITH, Am I the Arsehole, right? So I'm addicted to this bit of Reddit, and it's basically loads of scenarios that people read out and we have to decide whether they are the arsehole or not. And obviously, because today's Valentine's Day, we're gonna have a Valentine's special, Funk? Okay, right, you ready for your first one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, got some tap drums in there.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah.
There's a squeaky spring in there.
Yeah, that's the bed.
Very rhythmic.
Yeah, that's a Valentine's bed. Get some action.
Valentine's is coming. Where's your boyfriend? Right, so here's our first Am I the Arsehole. We've been married for 14 years. We opened our Valentine's Day cards before our kids went to school. The kids got chocolate or cookies or balloons and cards as well. Hubby got chocolate, a card, and a 4 foot long camp table. He's been complaining at the camp every year when we go camping that he needed a table. So I got no card, I got two stuffed animals, and I got a little bit of chocolate. I've been saying since before Christmas that I've had my ears pierced and I'd like some earrings. Nothing fancy, you know, some $10, 25 rings would be nice from Walmart or something. It would have been fabulous. But instead, he spent £30 on stuffed animals and candy. American! I told him that I was slightly disappointed that he didn't get me any earrings and that he didn't get me a card. He said that they had spent enough money and the kids had picked out a stuffed llama for me. It was a llama. And that he thought I would like a stuffed sloth. That's what he got her, because he said it's my spirit animal. One second. His wife said that she wanted earrings and he got her a stuffed sloth and llama. And she said, since I spent £10 more on him than he spent on me, I went to the shop and bought £10 worth of earrings, or $10 worth of earrings. Is she the arsehole?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
She's an arsehole?
Yes.
Why is she an asshole for?
Not in a bad way, yeah, but yeah. I mean, the flags are there, man. You're a sloth. It is. Of all the, you know how specific you have to be, because yeah. I know that, like, if I was to go out now and try and find a sloth toy, that would be very difficult to
so
find.
So put effort into finding her. Yeah. You know what? Fuck you, bitch. Yeah, you're gonna. You know what? He found your spirit animal and presented it to you in stuffed format. Yeah. Because he could have been an arsehole and killed a sloth and then given it to her.
Yeah.
But then that would have been bad for the environment, innit? If you got one like taxidermy and stuff like that, that's weird. So he got a stuffed one.
Yeah.
And bought it. What's up, Bill? You all right, mate?
That spring is just hilarious. I can just hear that.
That's the baby making spring.
Yeah. Should we just let it ride for 5 seconds? you think she's an arsehole for that?
Yeah.
Because he tried, he got a spirit animal for her.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm with you, Funk. She's definitely a.
No, I don't think he's tried. I think he's done. I think he's just like.
You think he's gone now? Yeah,
he's gone.
He's gone, right? Cool. Gone. So, this is another one. Am I the arsehole? So, me and my boyfriend have been trying to figure out something to do on Valentine's Day, but we're only 16 and 17, young ones. So, we rely mostly on our parents to pay for our dates and things in return for chores. So we were originally talking about going to the hotel for a night, but we needed permission. Long story short, we didn't get permission. So his mother insisted that she would give us the money to go to see a movie and get some dinner. The more time passed, me and my boyfriend said we'd probably be able to go out for dinner. I said, cool, like, let's do dinner or cinema or something like that. But then I was told that my parents told me that they didn't have any money left. So I sucked it up and said to my boyfriend, let's just watch some films with some PJs on and maybe let's take a bath. But now he's told me he needs to get schoolwork done. We're in online schooling and I feel like that's the final straw. I finally told him how important Valentine's Day is to me because basically I think he's not wanting to spend money on her for Valentine's Day. Yeah. And she says,
whose idea was it to have a bath?
It was her idea to have a
bath.
So
she didn't want to spend money either.
Yeah. She says, mind you, whenever I'm at his place, I wake up at 6 a.m. to clean the dishes, cooking breakfast every day, and then wake up at 7:30 and making breakfast in bed. But doing something for Valentine's Day when it's his turn is too much. Am I the arsehole here? I feel bad because it's not his fault that they don't have money, but it doesn't mean Valentine's Day has to be like every other day.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bit of an arsehole.
Is he the arsehole?
Yeah.
So she's not the arsehole?
Nah.
Boy, every day, breakfast in bed. Don't do that to me. Don't give me breakfast in bed every day, because you know what's going to happen. The first day, it's going to be a lovely surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Second day, 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Thank you, babe. 2 weeks in, I'm going to be like, if it's 7:31, my food is not on my lap. Bro,
you're going to be hangry.
Yeah, do you get me? You're going to be like, hang on. Are my eggs over easy? I don't ask my eggs over easy. So, you know, right. Want another one?
Yeah, go on.
Cool. Am I the arsehole for asking my ex's friend if she wanted to hang out on Valentine's Day with me?
Libby's.
I even need to read this one.
Libby's. But go on, finish the rest of it.
All right, cool.
This guy is a Libby taker.
So I've been dating my ex, we'll call her Aisha, for over a month. It's not been very long, but you know, relationships, eh? Anyways, I was introduced to her friend, we'll call her Danny, very early on, like before we started dating. So Danny and I got along very well. We've kind of became like best bros, you know what I mean? Sister-brother relationship. It's a funny inside joke between us, since we talk often. Something I should mention about Danny is that she was ghosted by her crush after their first date. This put her through a loop emotionally, as she had feelings for this guy for a long time, and it sucks. I felt bad for her, and I know she hasn't gotten over it. Aisha broke up with me 3 days ago. I was hurt, but I saw it coming, so I wasn't that devastated. However, Aisha said she still wanted me in her life. But Aisha didn't do anything bad to me when she broke up, so I said, cool, we can stay friends. However, Aisha started to ghost me, and I even saw her back on Tinder. You would have had to be on Tinder to see her on Tinder, though. This really stung me and made me feel like a piece of shit, so naturally, I went to Danny for some comfort. Danny and I started talking, and I realised Valentine's Day is in 4 days. Seeing as we were both hurt by the people that cared for us, I asked Danny, hey, this might sound weird and all. You can say no. I was wondering if me and you could, you know, hang out over Valentine's Day.
Savage mode.
She said, yes. That sounds really nice, actually. However, when Aisha heard about this, she was angry. She accused me of trying to make her jealous and get back at her. If I'm going to be honest, Danny and Aisha are my only female friends. So, it wasn't out of revenge. I asked a friend for their thoughts, and they said that it could look that way. It could look like I was trying to make her jealous. Now I feel bad and guilty, but I need some unbiased opinions. So, used to be with Aisha. Danny was her friend. It was like a triangle of friends. You split out with Aisha. You know Danny's single, and you're trying it with Danny. You want to do Valentine's Day, but Aisha found out. You're pissed off.
Yeah.
Who's the arsehole?
He's still an arsehole, man.
Is he an arsehole for that?
He's still an arsehole.
Why is he an arsehole?
Because he says it wasn't a revenge vibe or petty.
Yeah.
It's very, 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 very petty. Very petty.
He said that's his only friend.
No, he said his only female friend.
Only female friend.
So he could have maybe sourced a male friend to confide in.
Fair enough.
And not use that as an excuse.
What are we saying, Billy Boy?
And the timing as well.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Yeah. But Valentine's is coming.
Oh, let him do his thing.
He's not an arsehole.
Billy is savage. Billy is a...
He's not even... Was he doing anything like romantically with her?
He just said it, but Valentine's Day, meeting up on Valentine's Day is immediately romantic. Unless you're meeting up with your mum or someone in your family, it's romantic. If you go out for a drink on Valentine's Day, it's romantic. Mm. Facts. It's very hard for it not to
he
be
probably
romantic.
Probably just wanted a smash, didn't he? That's probably what it is.
Or he wanted to have Aisha and Danny for the smash. But yeah, he's definitely an arsehole. There we go. But yeah, I'm Funk. We've definitely killed an hour today, man. Thanks for joining us on the show.
No, thank you.
Where can we find you online?
At Funk Butcher, at Houseology Label. I'm there.
Got some stuff coming out for us, some new releases.
Yeah, got a new release called Function One. It's coming out on House of Groove Label from DJ Aduke.
Wicked, yep. Wicked. Awesome. I'm Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy on all social medias. How to Kill an Hour is How to Kill an Hour on all social medias as well. But our Facebook group is where you should be at right now, actually. We're all going to be jumping into the Facebook group. It'd be great if you could jump in there as well, Funk. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we can share articles. You can give us some kind of hints for things that you think we should talk about on the show. Some Am I the Arseholes would be great as well from Reddit. They're amazing. This has been How to Kill an Hour. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
I've been Funk Butcher.
What have you been, Bill?
Loser.
No, I'm joking.
I've been chilling. You've been
He's been... Big Dick Billy. In the meantime, stay blessed.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.